like to tell you that text that was read, God can use you. God can use you. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, but most in particular, this hour I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior, as I speak this word to your people. Give me the clarity of sight, mind, and speech, so that we might get more insight into this story, to what the writer is trying to say. And then, oh Lord, because my days continue to roll on, I ask you to continue and to give me the strength today to proclaim your word one more time. And because you've done it before, I know you can do it again. I give you all honor, praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God can use you. In two more days, we will celebrate an event that has and still has eternal implications. And for the skeptics, are we celebrating the right day? Mm-hmm. Well, we won't know until we get to glory. Mm-hmm. For in the words of that slave song, sweet little Jesus boy, born a long time ago, sweet little holy child, and they didn't know who you was. We don't know the day that Jesus was born on, but we know that Jesus was born and that Jesus died for our sins. The only problem is this morning that too much of the celebration won't be about God showing up in human flesh. Celebration will be about toys and other gifts. Toys brought by a man in a red suit. And I got to say it because so many of us have been messed up by this practice. Be careful what man in the red suit you embrace. Because you could be sending a message to your children on who they should depend on instead of providing for themselves.
Amen.
Oh, the celebration is just not about the man in a good suit. It's about a good time. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing wrong with Christians having a good time. Just don't spend all of your hard-earned money on things that will not last. The man you see, like the one in front of me, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, along with the shepherds and the magi who came along later, all that scene has been cleaned up. We sanitized it. For that place was a cold place. It was a damp place. It was a smelly place. The gift of God to all creation had to be wrapped up in rags. Oh, that perfect gift in the manger, that perfect sacrifice on Calvary's Hill, they are all been cheapened so that Jesus is used for political agendas instead of political agendas being determined by what Jesus did. And that's why we celebrate Advent here. Preparation to celebrate the first coming and preparation for the second coming of Jesus, for Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
Preparation where we speak of hope, peace, joy, and love. But that's what Jesus' coming was all about. Hope for a place with God in eternity. Peace with God because we've been so rebellious. And joy this world didn't give us. Joy this world can't take it away. Along with the love that only God can give, love that we didn't earn, and love we don't deserve. Well, I know the merchants would have found a way to take our money if Jesus never came. Yeah. However, we have Christmas because Jesus came.
Yeah.
And each gospel writer approaches the life and birth of Jesus in a different way. The birth story is different in Mark and Luke. Mark and Matthew and Luke. Mm-hmm. Mark doesn't even have a birth story. Mm-hmm. And John speaks in a language used by the Greeks. In the beginning was the word, the Logos. Mm-hmm. The word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And see, that's why just watching Christmas plays will mess you up. Mm-hmm. But see, they would harmonize the gospel.
In other words, they just mix them all up and throw them there together, and whatever comes out, when each author is trying to teach us certain things. Our text this morning, while not speaking of the birth, it lets us know how the birth was set up. Set up by God using people just like you and me. And made possible because those two people allowed God to use them. Or if I could just park there for a moment, a lot of things would be better in the world if Christians would just let God use them.
Yeah.
However, we've been told that we can't make a difference. And not only do we believe the lie, we've labeled ourselves as incapable. I'm glad these young folk do what they do, but they're capable. Incapable because of self-doubt. Self-doubt because we feel that we're not worthy. Self-doubt because people who mean you no good, we're afraid they won't associate with us because you're making a difference in the kingdom.
Amen.
And this story that has changed things for eternity, God is not telling you to make that kind of difference. Jesus already took care of that on Calvary. No, God wants you to bring a little bit of heaven right here on earth. And because God knows you, because God put certain capabilities in you, when God asks you to do something, God already knows that you can do it. Oh, Matthew starts talking about genealogy. Names we know and names we don't know. At least two of questionable character. See, there's Tamar, who played the role of a prostitute. That's the kind of family Jesus came from. David the king, who had sex with another man's wife. And then when David couldn't trick the man into having the man have sex with the wife, David had the man killed in battle. See, don't pay any attention when people tell you your family has always been nothing and you will always be nothing. See, God in human flesh came from a family like that, and Jesus still is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
Oh, the birth of Jesus proved that no matter what has happened in your life, stop shaming yourself. God can work things out. Somebody needs to give God some praise because God cleaned up some of the mess in your life, and God worked things out. First thing our text teaches us is Mary was willing to submit. Oh, submission. That word turns a whole lot of people off. In fact, that word is the reason many people I know don't come to church.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul says, slave, submit to your master. Well, it might have been already been culturally, but not in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery has no place because all of us are made in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paul also writes, wives, submit. Look at the animal over there. And many in the church have carried it further to mean that all women ought to submit to all men. But God didn't intend that then. And God doesn't intend for that to be the case right after women missed that shout this morning. But my Bible said God created humankind, male and female, in the image of Almighty God. Mary submitted by allowing herself to become pregnant by the Holy Spirit. That was not just an act of submission. That was a brave act. But Mary was probably 15 years of age or less, living in a society where young women or young girls were on the bottom of the ladder of society. But see, at the top were men, then boys, then women, then girls. Not only that, since she was not married, the religious and the political order mandated that she be stoned to death for having sex out of wedlock, even though she had never had sex. She's pregnant by the Holy Spirit, but engaged needs the man. A man who has custom expected will pay her parents just to get her off their hands. Just think about this morning. God is not asking women to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit. See, that itself is an invitation to scorn, an invitation to be laughed at. That was an invitation to death, an invitation to lose the brand man who wanted to make her his wife. And then if he married her, can you hear Joseph Boaz talking about it? Oh, I didn't know that John had changed his name to Holy Spirit. Or maybe it was Tom, he's the Holy Spirit now. In spite of all the things that could have happened, all of which would have been bad, Mary submitted to Almighty God. And God can use all of us, not just that girl named Mary, but men and women, boys and girls, if we would just submit to the will of Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
But sadly, in the world today, even when it comes to many Christians, the things of the world come first. Instead of submitting to Almighty God. Amen. Like preach on Pastor Enloe. I know I'm going to get real quiet on this one. See, God can use you if you just submit a little more of your time.
Man.
God can use you if you get control of your budget and submit to God when it comes to living. Preach on Pastor Enloe. God gave all of us talents. We use them everywhere except in the church.
Man.
Submit and use those talents to bring a little bit of heaven right here on earth. And that submission doesn't have to be inside these four walls. That submission could be anywhere God tells you to go. See, we got to stop limiting God and submit even if it requires us out of our comfort zone. Mary submitted, and then God needed something else from another person. Joseph was righteous. See, when it comes to submitting, God will never leave you alone. But submitting, it's not easy. Sometimes submitting will get you in a tight spot. And when that happens, you need somebody else on your side. And that was Joseph. Text says he was Mary's husband. Her husband, even before the marriage, was consummated. See, getting married was different back then. Oh, you just couldn't slide over to the clerk's office. They have to fill up the paperwork, look at the list of preachers they got on the wall, and give them $25 and say, I do. No, it was a long process where individuals got to know each other and when families got to know each other. And I know that's a sermon for another Sunday, but if individuals and families got to know one another, maybe marriages would last a little bit longer. However, what made this relationship work was the fact that Joseph was righteous. And notice this, Joseph didn't claim to be a righteous man. All right, the word of God deemed Joseph righteous because of what he did. See, righteousness ain't based on the way you talk, on the way you walk, or on with the things you do. See, that walk, that talk, those things you do them in the right way, not as seen in the eyes of men, but in the sight of Almighty God.
Yeah.
And it shows by the way Joseph handles the problem. He didn't want to humiliate her. Oh, that's the opposite of so much I see each and every day. Sometimes even for more things or even less. I've seen women cussed out. I've seen women humiliated. I've listened to stories how women have been beaten, dragged across the floor. Joseph was probably hurt, but because he was righteous, Joseph decided to call off the engagement quietly. And because he did, God spoke. And when God spoke, Joseph listened. Great things started in Nazareth.
Yeah.
Just like God can do great things right here in our heart here.
Yeah.
If somebody is willing to submit, if somebody is willing to get into a relationship with somebody who is righteous. And that righteous person listens for God. And remember, God can speak in his situation. I remember one time I'm driving down 95 in my Escort, because I had the Escort most of the time. Y'all missed that one. Maybe y'all had the Escort. But God spoke to me on 95 in the car. They ain't want to act right most of the time. But I believe that God speaks most of the time. See, when we use that computer and that software created by God, and in case you haven't heard or forgot what I told you a few weeks ago, the greatest computer ever created is a human brain.
Yeah.
And the only software that makes that brain function properly is our mind. Both of which are created by God. Mm-hmm. And because Joseph was using both of them, the text said Joseph was thinking. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Pay attention to your dream. God could be speaking.
Yeah.
Warning you about something or pointing you in the right direction. See, our dreams are not always about things in our subconscious. But see, our mind and our brains are our direct connection with God. And it's a connection the evil one is trying to hack. See, that's why you have to stay away from certain things, them evil things, because they ain't nothing but biases. Viruses that will allow your brain to be hacked. Somebody need to write that down and carry it home, because a lot of minds have been hacked in this world. And from what I see in here, they're being hacked and turned into the tools of the enemy each and every day.
Man.
The angel had a lot to say. The angel called Joseph by his name. Joseph, son of David. Mm-hmm. See, when God speaks to you, God will call you by your name. Uh-huh. And the angel says, don't be afraid. Uh-huh. These are words of encouragement that God speaks into our spirit so many times. See, but God can't use you if you're praying. Uh-huh. God speaks those words so that you will know that God is on your side.
Yeah.
And is there anyone in here this morning that knows that if God is on your side, everything is going to be all right?
Yeah.
You have at least 10 people this morning. Your back was against the wall. You didn't know which way to turn.
Yeah.
But because God was on your side, things turned out all right. Somebody needs to give God some faith and some praise in this
house.
For God working things out. The angel told Joseph, don't worry about what people might say. Don't worry about the custom. They said Mary was to die. For the child she carries was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And it is good to know that science today says that you don't have to have sex to have a baby. For there are boys and girls all over this land who have been conceived without sex. And if man could do it, the God I serve, the God I serve, can do the same and even more. The angel goes further and says, she will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. Do you know that name this morning,
church? Yeah. Yeah.
The name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And why he is to be called Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sin. Are you glad this morning that you're one of his people? Are you glad this morning that Jesus saved you from your sin? Well, if you are, you need to let God use you. And because Joseph knew scripture, even Joseph could not read, the angel told them all of this took place so that the Lord had spoken through the prophets would be fulfilled. Talking about the prophet Isaiah. But even though other prophets told of his coming. For Micah foretold that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. And he was. But Isaiah said, look, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, Jesus. And they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God with us. Somebody needs to say, God is with us. See, it's good to know this morning that we serve a God who is not only willing to come and be with us, we serve a God who was born to die for our sins. And after listening, Joseph did not stop. When Joseph woke up, Joseph didn't wait. Joseph didn't try to find the excuse. Joseph didn't say, Lord, I can't handle this situation. Joseph did as the angel of God commanded and took myrrh for his wife. And because he did, on that first Christmas, on the backside of Bethlehem, with a bunch of angels and later a group of shepherds who showed up, Jesus, Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, my all in all. Jesus was born. Good day, New Hope Fellowship. May the Lord bless you real good. But while I'm on my way to glory, have a great Christmas. Just remember who you are and whose you are. Take a few minutes to read one of the stories or book for yourself and then commit. Oh, it ain't about a New Year's resolution that you keep for 5 days. Commit to submit to God. Commit to try to live a righteous life so that God can be in your righteous. Listen to God. And then let God use you by doing what God said. So a little bit of heaven might show up on earth just like heaven. I said heaven and all. I said all. All of God's glory showed up on the day when Jesus was born. When the angels said glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. Goodwill to all men, all women, all boys and girls. Because Jesus, I said Jesus, Jesus Christ was born. Amen. Amen. And amen.